This is an extraordinary meeting of the Council held on Monday the 20th of February 2023. We were going to hold it at 8:30 or at the rise of the Ordinary Council meeting, which we have done. Are there any apologies? No. Any declarations of interest? Okay.
No, if I can just reiterate the apologies we received earlier, Councillor Peters and Councillor Hadley.
Thank you. I've agreed to let councillors speak tonight on the wording that's been put forward by Councillor Walker. It isn't a motion, but I'm quite happy for Councillor Walker to speak first. I will then open up the debate to other councillors, and once that is done, I will then call upon the Leader of the Council to make a reply. So, Councillor Walker, would you please commence proceedings?
Just before we start, Mr. Mayor, can we just clarify? I mean, I know you said I speak, you can invite other members. Do I have a right to reply, or can you confirm that?
Yeah, formally no, because there's no motion of notice. So there's a discussion. You can all say what you've got to say. I will then invite the Leader of the Council to reply at the end. Thank you.
So you're saying there's no right to reply?
No.
Well, again, can I just add, I've just been downstairs, and I think it's unfair that we have members of staff dealing with our irate members of the public who've come specifically to listen to this debate, and it is extremely disappointing where they're telling me that they can't hear exactly what's going on because of the sound quality, when they've been assured that they would be let into this chamber. I'm not really going to say too much, because ultimately this meeting was called for the Leader to give an explanation what comes next. I feel this meeting is being held back to front. Surely the Leader should be at that rostrum, telling us what we've asked him to do, and then we question him from there. But ultimately, because of what's happened with the failure, and it is a failure of the levelling up fund bid, when he told us how confident he was when it was called in, when people questioned him regarding the risk, he told us that it wasn't a problem, he was confident. And I think even yourself, Mr. Mayor, suggested that the Leader's told us there's no risk and we should move on. So I would like to see him get up onto that rostrum, tell us what comes next, tell us when this levelling up fund three is going to come, how we're going to how that round two funded is going to come, when is it going to come, and I'll let other colleagues then ask the questions from there. But it is an emotion, you're right, we just want answers.
So, anybody else like to speak, please? Councillor Chowdhury.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, we had a vision for Burton-on-Trent. We had a plan, and that, to deliver that vision, obviously we need the funding to deliver that overall vision. And I know we've heard that we've got, in the previous meeting, that we've got MTFS, which has got part funding up to 3 years or thereabouts. But nonetheless, all of this plan was sold on this grand vision. And I think where we are today, when we question that this grand vision is not deliverable because the town's fund monies is insufficient, and then we were told, oh, actually, there's further rounds, and we had a very good chance of securing their funding. I won't say the people gave us that kind of underwriting, but it was as sure as it can be that we'll get further funding from Levelling Up Fund 2. Obviously, that hasn't happened. So the whole grand plan, as it stands, is not deliverable. It's going nowhere. So it is a quite a serious situation for the council that we are not able to deliver our vision. And for the residents, I think it's very concerning. And I think we need to understand the seriousness and the gravity of the situation, where the leader of the council needs to assure this council and the residents of this council as to what's going to happen beyond these next 3 years, because nothing is guaranteed. We've already had a negative response from one bid. We could have a similar situation in future funding rounds. Nothing is guaranteed. So I think it is important that we have a proper laid out plan with some delivery timescales and the sources of the funding for the future, and more importantly, what are the risks to this council going forward if this plan is not delivered, both reputationally and financially. So I think we look forward to what the leader has to say, but it better be. I think if it may be that there needs to be, after today, there needs to be some kind of written communication to reinforce that kind of delivery program, if you like. Thank you.
Councillor Fitzpatrick.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Very, very briefly, this close to an election, it would be sort of a bit silly for me just give advice to the leader of the council or to members here, but certainly any new administration from May, I think, really needs to think very, very seriously about pinning our hopes on Levelling Up 3. As Councillor Walker alluded to, I think we, along with 80% of the bids, we lost. But I think one of the reasons they gave was, well, you've had all that Towns Fund money. So, and I'm also reading that Michael Gove's department are having their purses tied shut. So I think Levelling Up 3 is seriously in doubt, and certainly I'd urge the leader and any new administration to search vigorously, and I know officers are doing some of this work already, to find funding for the finish off that project. Certainly the National Brewery Centre Museum in the Bass House, our Market Quarter needs something. They are very important, and they will enhance that whole project that many of us here support also. So, but don't pin it all on Levelling Up 3.
Thank you. Councillor Hussain.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm also intrigued to know what went wrong. What went wrong? Mr. Mayor, could you please assure this House, and whatever the questions been asked today on these sessions, can we get the copy, written copy of these questions and answers as well from the leader? Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Grosvenor.
First off, thank Councillor Walker for securing the emergency meeting this evening, which is in line with what residents of the borough, specifically Burton-upon-Trent, want. They want to know answers, they want to see their concerns addressed, and they want to know that they've been listened to, they've been assured that they have. I don't think they have. I also think it's shameful as a council that we've not made provision in this chamber for members of the public. Members of the public did contact the council, did say that they were going to be in attendance this evening, and the fact that we've not made provision for them in this chamber, I think, is shameful, to be honest. And to me, and to members of the public, it shows the council not interested in being open, honest and transparent, or democracy, and excluding members of the public from this meeting. I think it's shameful. We've heard that Levelling Up 3 might happen, and I'll just quote some figures that aren't rubbish. We were also told that only 20% of the bids that were successful for Levelling Up Fund 2. Well, presumably then you've got 80% people that bid for Levelling Up Fund 2, they're going to bid for Levelling Up 3, alongside new councils, even if Levelling Up 3 Fund goes ahead. So there's absolutely no guarantee with that. Levelling Up Fund 2 was about three projects, as far as we were told as the council. It was about Bass House, an open space, nothing defined. It was about an indoor leisure facility, primarily skateboard facility. And it was about the market hall. Well, those three projects now are completely at risk. So which projects are the council going to prioritise if they do get any funding? Because they're not going to get 20 million quid from the various sources that's been outlined, Levelling Up 3 for one. We've also been told that the MP is going to support us. The MP has had an opportunity to question Michael Gove today on aspects of Levelling Up Fund 3, and she spent her time asking him about speeding on Ashby Road. That is absolutely not going to help this council, not going to help the residents of this borough with regards to the funding now that is short for these three projects that we've been told. Councillor Allen and others have mentioned Project D, Towns Fund, the money for that, etc., etc. £5.4 million, well actually £6.1 million when you take everything into account, was spent on the Carling House, the Townhouse and other associated cause buildings in the hope that Levelling Up Fund 2, £20 million, would then come to this council to do something with the buildings. I was told we might have enough money to buy the buildings and nothing to do, no money to do them with. I was told that. Effectively, spending 6 million quid in the hope of getting 20 million is like someone going to Aintree, sticking 6 million quid on the outsider, hoping it comes in, but finding it falls at Beaches Brook. And that's what this has been done with this money by this council. We all said there was a risk. We called in a meeting to show you the risk that was associated with it. We were told, not once, not twice, three times, I'm very confident we're going to get this money. No, it's not a risk at all. You yourself, Mr. Mayor, as Councillor Walker suggested, told us. Leaders told us there's no risk, we should move on. We all said there was a risk, and lo and behold, the risk transpires. We don't get the 20 million quid. And then we have to spend money out of this budget to prop up those bids, or those projects in that bid, until such time we may get some money. Who knows how it's going to be prioritised? Who knows how much we're going to get? Who knows where we're going to get it? The answer will probably be, it's for a future council. So I'll look again to the Labour group and say, it's for you to sort out, because it ain't going to be this lot that sorts it out. It's an absolute disgrace that this council has been treated this way. It's an absolute disgrace that the members of the public have been treated this way. The risk associated with this was too great. We told you, you didn't listen. And it's shameful that the council haven't got members of the public here to listen to it. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, just for record, Councillor Grove, and please do not put words in my mouth, I never said there were no risks. I think if you go back to the record, I asked, were they acceptable risks? I never said no risks.
Just for the record, Mr. Mayor, I never said you did. I actually said that you said, the leader said there was no risk.
No,
then we should accept
said,
that.
I heard it, you said,
I'll
said
go back to the
no
recording.
Risks.
I never said that at all, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, I'm not arguing with you, but don't put words in my mouth.
I didn't
thank
put
you.
Words in your
mouth.
I suppose exactly what you said.
Be quiet. Thank you. Anybody else would like to speak? Councillor Florence Dukes.
Thank you, Mayor.
Yes, he did.
For me, all roads lead back fairly squarely at Councillor Allen's door. He's been in charge of regeneration for the past 4 years. He's now passed it on. Now I think it's become a bit of a hot potato. He's passed that one on. If we track back to the Town Deals Board, that was, in my view, when all the issues began, because that was the biggest missed opportunity this town has ever seen. What we're now faced with is three projects that are out of our control because Staffordshire County Council are delivering two of those, the cycle paths and the upgrade to the towpaths, and then the college are delivering their course. So what we have got is Project D, and we've only got 10 million out of the fund to deal with that because about 5, nearly 6 million has gone on purchasing the buildings. So we've only got about 10 million quid. The whole reason for the call-in was to establish, is there a risk? And we were assured, no, there is no risk. And as Councillor Grosvenor has said, three times the leader said he was confident of getting this money coming forward. So now, from my perspective, I want to know what we are doing going forward. I want assurances from Councillor Allen what his master plan is, because he says, oh, the council's not going to be bankrupt and we have got the money to deliver these projects. I don't know where the money's going to come from. We've lost 20 million in the Levelling Up Fund 2 bid. I'm really hoping, because the government have said they're going to give feedback, that we get to see that feedback. We get to see what was actually pen to paper, what was put in for that bid, because clearly it failed. With regards to Levelling Up 3 money, as we've all said, is that ever going to come forward? And if it does, how much is that going to be? It's going to be a very competitive exercise, that is, where you've got all councils bidding from the same pot. And that's if there's money from central government to deliver on that money. So we're left in a position, my belief is, where we do own these buildings. We've got these grand designs, but we haven't got the cash to deliver on them. So I'm really looking for assurances from the leader. Where is this money going to come from? And he did say at the meeting at the town hall, well, that will be for a future council to decide. Well, that's just not good enough. It's storing up problems for any future administration to deal with. It's making promises to the electorate. Oh, yes, you're going to get what's the word? Not Brass Museum. What's the other one? Heritage Centre and the Brewery Centre in that building. I can't see how it can be delivered. I just can't. And with regards to, it's only going to cost £20,000 to keep Bath House going. Bath House is absolutely huge. Yeah. It was costing, and I did raise this at that meeting in December, it was costing £500,000. 10 years ago to heat it. So goodness knows what it's going to cost now. It's just not a viable option to keep making promises to the electorate that yes, you're going to deliver on this, when we've just got no money to do it. So I'm really, really keen to hear what Councillor Anne's going to come forward with, how we can assure not just this council chamber, but the people of the whole of the borough, what they're going to get for their money, because I think it's a really worrying situation and it can be brushed off, oh, no need to worry, we're going to get the money. I'd like to hear where that money's going to come from. Thank you.
Councillor Fletcher, did you? No? Okay. Okay, I invite the leader, Councillor Allen, to reply. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think I need to start with a disclaimer. There is nothing I can say that will convince the opposition to be satisfied with anything that we're going to do. The opposition has tried to stop almost everything that the Conservative-controlled council has tried to do in the last 4 years. Absolutely everything. Councillor Fonks, you suggest it's becoming a hot potato. It's always been a hot potato. It's mainly always been a hot potato because we've seen opposition to everything we've tried to do, every investment we've tried to make. Some member of the opposition has casted doubt on it and suggested that we should be doing
I will raise a point of order here, if I may, please, Mayor, and treating me with respect. If it tracks back to what I voted for, I voted for the Town Deals Board. I voted for that. So it's really wrong for him to say that I can't support it, because I have supported it.
So there is absolutely nothing I can say that will give any members of opposition any confidence at all, because they just don't want to hear it. They will always look for negativity, and in fact, perhaps even they're looking for a way to understand themselves. Because I've never heard any plans come from any members of the opposition, none at all, about regeneration in Burton or Uttoxeter or anywhere else in the borough. So perhaps they're looking for some ideas, seen as they are so confident that they're going to take over in May. Just because five members can put the name to a piece of paper and force a council meeting, an extraordinary council meeting, does not mean to say that they should. It's been a power that anyone could have used at any time between 1972 and now, except it's never happened. And why has it never happened? Is it because there's a local election in a couple of months' time and they're trying to gather as much public criticism of the council now? Because that's what it looks like to me. It's never happened before, so why is it happening now? Just because it wasn't in the Constitution doesn't mean to say it couldn't have been used.
Sorry, just
point of order, Mr. Mayor. We were just debating, we were just clarifying, it was actually 12 members who signed it for this and not just five. It's slightly misleading by the leader for them.
There's a minimum of five. I wasn't sure how many members had asked for it, but there's a minimum of five that are required. But just because they can doesn't mean to say you should. As I've already proven, item 14 of the previous council meeting, which was submitted, the Chief Executive will confirm, it was submitted the day after the announcement from government. And it was submitted because I knew that the council would want to know what was going to happen. And I've just stood at that lectern and talked about it. The problem is that members are not listening. They are not reading reports. Councillor, I think it's Councillor Ali Chowdhury, asked, where's the plan? Where's the programme? It's in the appendix of the Towns Fund papers in March last year. It's on the website. It's been there a whole year, but nobody's listening. They're not interested. I think Councillor Faulkner said to me today, don't let the facts get in the way of a good story. And that is what's going on here. The opposition, all of them, are playing politics. And the council will, excuse me, will forgive me for not participating.
Right, thank you, councillors. I now declare the meeting closed. And those of you who wish to join me afterwards in the mayor's parlour, it would be nice to see you. Thank you.